holding him in Gimel Beis, towards the bottom, Tanya. Mafker Sedeu, person to Mafker his field, Kol Shasha Yomim Yochol Asubai. For the first 3 days, the person is able to be Chayzer from his Hefker. Mikan Ve'eluch, Eno Yochol Asubai. But after that, he's not able to retract, be chayzer. He can't be chayzer from the hefker that he made. Okay, Omer to hey sadazum of keres the yom echad the shabbos achas the chodesh echad the shana achas the shua achas. So he made the hefker and he put a time limit on the hefker. He said it's only going to be for 1 day, for 1 month, 1 year, one Shemitah cycle. Okay. Achal Zochaba, until somebody else is Bein Hu, Bein Acher, Yochol Achzubay. Yishe Zochaba, Bein Hu, Bein Acher, and Yochol Achzubay. So until somebody else is Kaina, until somebody is Kaina, he can be Chayser. But after somebody else is kind of, even if he's kind of from Hefker, so he's accepted the Hefker, so he can't be Chayzer. The relevance is the Chiyuv of Meiser, the Loch is that Hefker is Pater from Meiser. So once he's Mafker, it's Pater from Meiser. And even if he's kind of it afterwards, it doesn't become Chayv and Meiser. But if he's Chayzer and the Hefker, so it never was Hefker, it's a male, it's still Chayv and Meiser. So Morris says, Reish Rabbanon, Sefer Rabbi Yossi. It seems to be the Chara that this, that, like Rabbi Yochel learned in Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabba, Rabbi Yossi holds Hefker is Kematana. So till it leaves, till someone else has kainet, it hasn't really left his rishus. All Hefker is his item, which he's declared, he's agreeable that anybody in the world could take it. But it's still his item. So at any point in time, he says, I don't want it anymore. It's his item. He does not need a new kinyan. It's his item. Only was the permission which he had given, he has retracted. That's therefore, even though whatever the time limit is, so he can be chayzer. The Reisha, on the other hand, says there's a point where you can't be chayzer anymore. According to the Yossi, that wouldn't be true. So the more says the you have the Braisa that's Reisha Rabbanon and Sefer Rabbi Yossi. So Amar Ula, safe in
the. I mean, there's still a question about the Rabbanon in the first 3 days.
Right, so the Ron's going to deal with the halacha of the first 3 days. That there were people who really weren't mafker the things, and they didn't really mean it. And once it's been established for 3 days that these people really mean it, so then in other words, this, the Yochol Achzubai, is, as far as this Braisa, which is concerned, it's a Braisa, Mesechtes Meisters, is not Latavosai, he's Chayv Meiser. Means, if he stood with his declaration of Hefker for 3 days, and hasn't tried to take it back, so then he really means it. Then now it's Pater for Meiser. And but if a person, within the first few days, he's mafker, and then he always takes it back himself, we say he never really meant it. It's Chayv Meiser. So it's going to work again. It's not a kula we're allowing him to be chayzer. It's a chumra that we have to see how serious it is about it.
Why wouldn't people just adjust? In other words, if they're trying to get out of the Meister obligation.
Well, every day that the declaration is being accepted and it's established out there, the longer it is, the more danger he has, quote unquote, that somebody else is going to take it. So theoretically, but he's, you know, the good plan is you, the person at 11 o'clock at night says it's hefker, and 5 o'clock in the morning he runs and skynet. It. Like that's the good plan, right? You know, quote unquote. Right? We're saying that no. If you're willing to let it stand for X amount of time, and meanwhile somebody might be kind of it. Okay, so, but the Sefer that it says there's no time limit of the Chazor. So, what's that about?
So, why didn't they just say you can't be kind of yourself with, you know, those you know, 3 days or something like that.
I don't think they want to do that, because by doing that they're really undermining the Chum would be changing the whole definition of Hefker. The law is let's say a person makes a declaration and says that this field is hefker for aniyim. So Beis Shammai says it works. Hefker aniyim is hefker. Beis Hillel says it doesn't work. If you make your hefker only for specific people, it's not called hefker. And the guy with the dinim of being chater meiser or whatever it is, etc., would be true. Never, the limitation on hefker is not really hefker anymore. So I imagine they didn't want to get involved in that.
No melech.
Okay, so now Sir Yossi Zemor says Omer Ula Seifa Nami Rabbanan. He the Seif is the Rabbanan. Ihachi Amai Achel Zochaba Bein Hu Bein Acher Yochel Lachzavoy. So how can he be Chayzer?
I don't
know. With no time limits. So the Mora says Shani Shana Ushua the Lashkichi. These scenarios, a person says that this should be hefker for a set amount of time, only whatever. As opposed to saying it's hefker, he's putting a time limit on the hefker. I think that it means over here. We have to assume. We have to assume like this: the fact that the person got up there and he said that for its hefker for a limited amount of time. So his plan was, and then, you know, get it back. So he doesn't need to make a harama. You know, he wants him after it, and he wants to get it back. He shouldn't lose it. So the case over there, he said it's hefker, we're afraid he didn't really mean it as hefker. As much as this hefker, if this hefker works, why should he need a harama over there? So he honestly means a hefker, so we don't need to step in and undermine his maaseh hefker wasn't really a hefker. Okay, so now, so therefore what? So I'm not sure how your kosher on it. I'm not sure how your kosher on it. The second half, that, you know, in the ratio, the first 3 days it works. That's not really hefker. That's not true over here. It's immediately a hefker. The child's watching because I'm not sure why you can be chozer. How does it work to be chozer? Let's see. Maybe the Ron takes about it. The Shlokish says Minasebe Rabbi Yossi, Reisha Nam Rabbi Yossi. So no, it's all the way around. The Sefer is Rabbi Yossi, and that's why there's a Din Chazorah. Mikir Adin, according to Rabbi Yossi. So the question is, what shot in the Reisha? Reisha no time, the Nishtachach Teres Hefker. That at a certain point in time, they can't back out. After 3 days, you can't back out. That's the chiddush of the Reisha. According to Rabbi Yossi, the chiddush is you can't back out after 3 days. The point is, because if you could, the whole concept of Hefker is going to become very undermined. People will okay. So, and again, you're going to have to say in the Sefer they didn't feel the need to do that because these cases were uncommon cases where he put a time limit. The more says, okay, feel him, Yom Levi Hefker. The way we're understanding it means that the first 2 days you could be Choyzer because it's not really a Hefker till he's keeping hands off for 3 days. Why do you need that for? Amar Rabba Minei Haramoyin. The Mafkirin V'Hadron Bohein. They're mafkir it to pater, and then they immediately they're closer from it. So we say, if it doesn't stand for 3 days, we say you're not serious. Well, the rice loy have a hefker. In that situation, what they're doing, regards to patterns for chumas and meisers, according to Rabbi Yossi, I think that's what it's going to mean. According to Rabbi Yossi, since it's like a matana, that it's not patterned for meiser until somebody's oich in it. The rice is lavi hefker. He doesn't say it doesn't work at all. He says it only works for shekel. Samur says, okay, means me no rice, so. This is not okay, so but after 3 days it's going to be putted from Trumas and Mises according to the BRC. In other words, we're giving a cool over here also. After 3 days, if you're serious about it, you can then have credits putted from Trumas and Mises even before somebody was cutting it. So Lachara, Bimirais, it's Lachai.
If he was closer.
She's in Yerushalayim, it's
Master James. That's right, wrong. He knows you're going to be a Yerushalayim, but after.
The Chomer Masak, he can't be Choyzer after 3 days. He could be Choyzer. Right? So they're Masak, and that he can't be Choyzer. So it means Midaraisa, the Chazar was a Chazara. And it's Chayiv and Shumas and Meisters. Rabbanan, we said it's Hefker and therefore it's Potter and Shumas and Meisters. So now somebody will be kind of this Hefker after the person was Choyzer, and we're saying that the recipients will believe the Chazara is not a Chazara. Mikra didn't derive that the Chazara is a Chazara and still Chayvich was a Meisah. Now when the Zecha gets it, he's getting a feel which is Chayvich was a Meisah. he's going to say that it's not really chayav in terms of maisers because haray the letting me be zayicha. So it means the chazara wasn't really a chazara; it really was hefker, and that was they told me I should take it to the maisers. That must be the rabbanon. Okay, so he's now going to use these shumas and maisers from a field that was only chayav in rabbanon. Or something which is chayav min rabbanon, he'll be mafresh from that kiyuv the rabbanon onto this. But really, meeker than the rice, the chazar was a chazara. It's really chayav in terms of meisers, and it's chayav in terms of meisers. And on the rice level, you need to be mafresh it bona fide trumas and meisers, not the rabbanon that gets trumas and meisers. So more answers. Derminale kimasarta asar mineube. You cannot be mafresh on this field from somewhere else. You must be mafresh from this field alone. Okay. So the run. A lot of run. Tanya. And we're holding Gimel Beis. Medium sized lines. Five lines down. Mafker Sadeo. Person Mafker his field called Gimel Yomim Yachal Asaber. First day is Gimel Chayser. I see that the middle of Marabayim, they're not really explain this sugya well, and therefore I'm going to explain it. This is how I understand it. Okay. The Sefer says the Marmot Hay Sadazum of Keres Liyamechad Bein Zocha Leloy Zocha. In the Sefer, it mentions the different issue of whether the Chazorah is dependent on whether there was a Schi or not. And the Reisha just says he can be Chazor, nothing to do with whether there was a Schi or not. It means even if there was a Schi, he could still be Chazor. Because otherwise, that should be part of the point of the Reisha also. We only first see that issue of Schia being relevant in the Sefer. Over there, So since that's how the Bryce presents it, so the point of that is telling me that so it must be this is the point. So the chazara of the first 3 days belong to the owner, even if somebody else is zeich already. First time of the kamban, the mafkirin v'hajin behind. People will be mafkir and then retract. The mishum the hefker potim in a meiser, because hefker potim a meiser. Hoyer a moyim mafkirin so to say it, keli potter. But why you died them? Mishas says keren she yachzur behen v'yizku behen. They weren't really being mafkarit. Their real goal was just to be part of the trips and mices, and they take it back. So it wasn't really a hefker. So that's just a haroma, which is not acceptable.
But meager attendance acceptable.
Yes and no. Because there was hefker is not I think that the pshat is that if a person would say he's being mafkarit in his heart, he's not really being mafkarit, so it's not really potter. Since it's something which there's no kinyan which creates this. It's his act of him after it. So, yes, halacha would say, listen, if you say we have to assume you meant it, but if we know that you really didn't mean it, or that the people out there don't mean it, we have a problem because it's not the deeper, it's the person's the way the person's relating to it is what makes it hefker. Well, he really wasn't after it. I think that's going to be the problem. Stepped in and said, even if someone was kind, it's not really from Hefker because the person didn't really mean it. He's going to be Chayim and Shubas and Meisters. So if he takes it back, it's Chayim and Shubas and Meisters. And then once they said that, Hutzuchu Loimar, Gamkein Loimar, Zafilo Yizke by Acher Lo Yikna, Vehemafker Yachol Achse by Taikimu. If somebody else takes it, it's not effective, and the mafker gets it back. There's no haroma in that case. But if we wouldn't introduce this halacha that a third, a outside party who is kind of, it's not really kind of, and the Bialim could take it back, if we would not, and really in that case there's nothing to worry about, if we would not intervene and say that the person could be chayzer, we were left with the following problem. Shemiru haramoyim shekashizka boy acher kono lo yishvul dirachachomim shehem lo yiknu. The Chacham said, listen, if you take it back, my friend, you're Chayiv and Shubas and Meisters, because it's not really taking it back. It really was never Hefker the whole time. Because you don't really mean it. Yeah, well, when Yana took it, it's Potter and Shubas and Meisters, because you say I meant it. So I can take it too. So no. Anybody takes it, it's not really Potter, because it's not really Hefker. Because the Leimer Keicha, the Achaz Zochim Hefkera, and the Nami Mehefkera Zochino. Okay, right, even Shinogur or Moimber or Musa, they've made up this subterfuge. Marus and Zach, call me all my enemies' bar, Shay Hefker. Till 3 days, it's not really clear that it's really Hefker. Nikomecha Shlomi the time after Yelala Roma Bavad. He didn't really mean it. He's just doing it for Roma. We'll have you Hefker. If that's what we're concerned about, Roy Leimer, it makes sense. They feel he's by Acher, Zog by Acher, Yochel and Mafker, Lachse by Shaddai Lo Nigmer Hefkerim. Till the person's let it stand for 3 days, we don't know whether he really was seriously Mafker it, and therefore, if he wasn't seriously Mafker it, the other person was kind of wasn't really kind of, and yes, he could be Kaiser. But after 3 days, even though nobody else was kind of yet, he can't be chayzer. Because but once it's been established for 3 days, he doesn't have the power to be chayzer. Shekol Shanasa Haefker Beramos and about Ma'akrim Niskas by Yesumi Gibbon. So the Ramos was to be Ma'akrim and then be recited for himself. If that was what he wanted, he would not have waited for 3 days. So now it's inspired them as a real Hefker. So that now he can't be Chayzer. Okay.
If he would be Zaki, then he would have to pay after. He would have to pay Meister.
Right. If eventually he would be the one who Zaki back, he would not be Chayav Meister. Because the fact that he let it stand for 3 days shows it wasn't the Ramos, it was a real Hefker. A real Hefker popped as a Meister.
These 3 days is all then the Rabban Ode. They're setting up these.
Midrash, there's no requirement of 3 days, right? But they're saying over here, but the din that a person was makir only for Roma, it's not a hefker. That's the rice. So the Chum said the way we're going to mevar whether you're serious about this or not is the fact that you, whether you let it stand for 3 days. So if he was zeichet himself within the first 3 days, you say you weren't serious about it, was never was after to start with, and it's chayim was a mice. If he waited 3 days before he was zeichet, it would be chayim. And agav him, we change the din vis of everybody else also. Okay.
So no, then no one else can be doing the baseline until those 3 days.
Well, the language is that if someone else is kind of, it's not effective, and the Baalim can be choiser. If the Baalim is not choiser and doesn't do anything within 3 days, then that person's kinyan will be effective from this point onwards. So I don't think he needs to do another kinyan.
If he doesn't protest until 3 days are up, or after 3 days, then it was originally the guys from
Pashas, yeah. I'm not sure about that. Because the point of the round was, Chum had me misak, and the other person's kinyan is not effective. This way, that people will see that, they'll realize that when they're kind of back, it's not effective either. When they take it back themselves, it's not effective. So was that a hafka on the kinyan, the gamri, or just was that it left rishus for him to be chayzer, and now that he let it stand for 3 days, he's serious. The kinyan is effective, and people won't confuse it with saying, why can't I do, because hagufa you're saying is. The problem over here is the remote, is we want to address the remotes, and we're telling about remotes. It says, you sir, if you go after 2 days and take it back to yourself, it's still kind of a mashia. She says, why? It's kind of after. She says, no, it wasn't really after. She says, well, yeah, but last time I did this, when Beryl took it, it was after. So he's not going to believe you. Right? But if the scenario is when Beryl did it, he waited 3 days and didn't, wasn't Chayzer, means he taka wasn't the Ramah. So Beryl's Kenyan was a Kenyan. The case where we're worried about Beryl is the case of the guy is a Ramah, and he's going to try and get it back within 3 days. But this guy isn't the Ramah. So we don't need to undermine the Kenyan of the Acher after 3 days retroactively, because if he's borrowed the fellow wasn't to Harama, and there is no Zayra by that such a person, that he's going to make a mistake and not listen. Making sense?
I think so.
Okay. I mean, I know I'm making sense. I think I'm making sense. Shabbos, am I communicating it effectively?
So, point of clarification, can I clarify something?
Yeah.
So what we're saying here is that if you would be I would be machker my field,
right,
3 days, my field, and Russell in those 3 days probably make a kinyan.
Right.
I have a right for those 3 days to be closer,
right,
to get it back.
Correct.
Once 3 days is out, and be out there, it's rough.
Correct.
Okay, so let me, I'll be around my, let me ride it then. Let me say I'll put it up for 3 days. And if someone else comes, then that's my plan. I'll wait. I'll 3 days. Great. I can still be around my event.
The remorse over here is this chayv. Let's go back a step. The person's plan was to be mafker it, become butter for Trumas and Meisters, and then we cut it back and not give Trumas and Meisters.
Right?
Right? So we say to the person, no, till it's affected for 3 days, well, then you're chayav in trumas and maisers. So now, so the person is mafker it. 2.5 days later, he goes back and takes the field. We say trumas and maisers. Okay. Together with that, we said, and by the we say it's not real yet. So we also told him you can be chayser. The main point over here is not to be chayser. The main point over here is that is a way to indicate that saying that the hefker wasn't effective yet, and that's why your chayav mitzvah was a maisus. The Chum's message to the rabbi is your chayav mitzvah was a maisus. He says, well, if it's chayav mitzvah was a maisus, it's definitely hefker, so why can't I get it back? He says, you can't get it back. Yeah, we'll give you that too. That's all to get him stuck with this reality of chayav mitzvah was a maisus. But the point is not the chazor, the point is the chayav mitzvah was a maisus. So now we say, okay, well, what happens when someone else is kind of? He says, can I get it back? He says, no. What do you mean, no? You told me it's not hefker. If it's not hefker, why can't I get it back? Oh, so it really is hefker. It's really hefker. I'm not giving it to him as a maisus. He says, no. You know what? You can get it back when someone else is kind of also. So he believes you now that when he's kind of, he's kind of in terms of maisus. The point is not that pointy. The point is that he should be kind of, if he takes it back within the 3-day window, we hit him with terms of maisus. For him to believe that and do it, we need to set everything else up. So the fact that it can be chayzer is, if you tell me that it can't be chayzer, it means it's really hefker, so why am I having to choose a maisur? He says, no, you could be chayzer. Yeah, but what about someone else's kind of? You can't be chayzer. So then it's really true hefker, so why am I having to choose a maisur? Why when I take it back, am I having to choose a maisur? No, you know what? You can be chayzer even if Plony gets it also. But now, if after 3 days, he says, Plony can keep it, he's not chayzer, he's really saying it really was hefker. So the fact is, not, is both of them and Meisters. So we don't need to make a ton for that guy. We need a ton for the guy who wanted to get it back. So we did give him an advantage. We did, quote unquote, help him that he gets his field back. We didn't help him get Meisters and Meisters, which was his goal. But we did create a kula, that even though someone else was kind of minorized, and somebody else king really should work, the Chum said it's not going to work. We're going to give it back to the Bailim in order to make sure that when the Bailim, that someone else is not kaina, when the Bailim is kaina, he's going to give Trumas and Mice.
Okay.
That was clearer this time.
But if he takes it back, in, within the 3 days. It's actually not just to Rabbanon that he's chayiv and maisros. It's really a suffix deraisa, no?
Correct. So the first point of the round was, it was just like where it's something that's just a Rabbanon. Really, when someone else is kind, it's really hefker. Then the round says, you know what? The truth is, I can tell you even more than that. The fact that he hasn't stood by this for 3 days indicates that we're not convinced whether this is a harama or a real hefker. And that's just the second stage of how the Ron says it. The first point just says, you're right, because then someone's kind of, the other guy should be bought because my said the hefker worked, and that was it. But, okay. Zotran Viter. The Yomer takes sudden zoom of Keras to Yemek of the Shabbazakas. Sasha Lazochabo, Bain Hu, Bain Akar, Yokolatsu. So even though it's now a long period of time, he can be Chayzer after 3 days. Okay, so in the ratio, really, we're saying to restate. This is the Morris question. In the ratio, we're saying really hefker. You can't be chayzer from hefker. The reason you can be chayzer the first 2 days is because we're saying really what hefker wasn't really effective yet. But once it's hefker, you can't be chayzer. The Sefer is saying it is after, and you can be choyzer or whatever. So there's a steer to the Reisha and the Sefer. So Reisha Rabbanim is Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Because the Chalai took hash to the time of the Rabbi Yossi, the Osir b'matana, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliel, to have Kirkim Matana. So we're going to go back to our original understanding of Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi said, that the it was Xera because the Matan is based carbon. No, we're going right now like Rabbi Yochanan said of Shat Rabbi is Mikra Din. Hefker is not really, does not leave the possession of the owner. It's just a heter for ready to take it. That's why in the case of the Mishnah be ushered by Mutter Hanma, he can't do hefker because he cannot allow the mutter to take hefker because the mutter is taking the hefker from the mutter. So according to that understanding, so the same makes a lot of sense. Till somebody else is crying, he can be choiser because it's still his, really. The ratio doesn't make any sense. And then that would, now everything the rice. Look, you know, just in the Ron is learning. It's not as a question; it's a statement. Okay. Usually that's a question. The Reish Katani Kosher Shiyam Yochel Lachzeboy. That's not because you can have, you really can't be choiser from hefker. Once it's hefker, you can't be choiser. The point of the first few days is that's mevar whether you're serious about the hefker or not. That's because of the Ramoy. And they're Ramoy because the priest is come by Elchanan Yochel Lachzeboy. Me did not see the Rabbanon the hefker me. From the moment that the mafker makes it hefker, it's no longer his, so can't have to be choiser. It's too late, it's not yours anymore. So first of all, so that takes care of the Rama issue. And then once it's a valid hefker, so but still you can be choiser because Rabbi Yossi told you can be choiser. Now why, how does it take care of the Rama issue? Di daite be'idna da'afkere to the header b'liske be la'alter. If the goal over here is he should take it back, so what is the time limits for? Lovely the hafkeroi, this man you do it. Laughter in the government, just be after it. The keep the diet of the Meheder of the Mizkebay. Well, Nafka Lemidi, he doesn't care. Why should put time limits? It's irrelevant. Time limits are irrelevant in his plan. Teretz is. Alvani Lois is man, Shif Kiroi, Gomeru, the Hifter, Belayer Rama, Cloud. Teretz is, he must be serious. I want him to be after. I do. I don't want the after to be forever. Okay, so once it's a hefker, a bona fide hefker, so even though someone else was trying it in the first 3 days, he can't be choiser because it really was hefker. Now, that point that you can't be choiser in the first 3 days, the brother agreed to that point also. But that it can sit for a longer period of time. But since nobody was kinder yet, he can be choiser. That's not true, according to the brother. The brother came and the brother came and the brother came and the brother came and the brother came. You can't be choiser once it leaves his rishus. Okay, now to the Ram. Furthermore, the Chi Tani, the Rabbi Yossi, Achal Zochaba, Benu Benacher, Yachal Achzabai, that till the Zaycha comes along, the Mafter can be Chayzer. That halacha is not only the case where he made a Hefker L'Zman Yidua. It says, Lav Dafka Behefker Shu L'Zman Kigav the Sefer, the Philip Behefker Alamis, the Hanaresha, the Yachalachs of Bayachal Zachabun. According to Rabbi, he can be Chayzer by any Hefker, whenever. Okay, Mio Mishum the Medina Mrs. Ochaba and a Yochel Achsabai Loshava Hefker Shulazmanim Hefker Alomis. So why does Rabbi Yossi discuss a case of Hefker Lizman? He should discuss a case of Hefker Alomis. It's a Achel Zacha Ben Hu Ben Efer Yochel Achsabai. He says, you're right. And that's all he was coming to tell me. That's all he had to say. But the other point he's telling me is that you don't have to wait 3 days. Right. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the Sefer comes along and says, yeah, but a scenario where the person put a time limit, there you don't have to wait 3 days, but had it been Hefker Lomis, so we don't know if it's a Haram or not, and you have to wait 3 days.
Hey, it comes out odd, right? Because one day he chose he's serious, but in the ratio we talked about the seriousness is measured by 3 days.
Well, yeah, but it's measured differently. Over here, the point is the fact that in the act of Hefker the Chavkila, he felt the need to put time limits means he's serious, because if he's planning to just be kind of back himself, he has no need for time limits.
Yeah, but
in the Reisha, the person said a regular Lashon of Hefker, so we're not sure what his plan is. And we say, by the fact that the person stood by it for a period of time, it means he's serious.
Yeah, but the Ron is pointing out, you know, a true Ramai to a Lalta. And so, you know, why 3 days? Why don't we make it 1 day?
The point of the Ron is not that he'll do a Lalta. The point of the Ron is he has no need to put times on it. Because he's not. I only have to put time on something which it's going to happen, and I don't want it to last for too long. If I'm not planning that it should happen, I'm trying to take it back. So I don't need to discuss time limits. That's the point around this.
Yeah, although I, you know, true Ramai, I don't know. I was really a Ramai. I would think he would, you know, take it back with, you know, less than a day.
Well, the ratio, you say.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a different question. That's not the point. The point that around is it's not so much the specific time. It's the whole element of time is irrelevant for a rabbi. Right? Whereas in the ratio, the chum said, listen, there, why someone pick 3 days? I'm not sure why 3 days is the number. I don't know. I told it here.
Because we got a message. The message is, you know, the person can be closer. So, you know, I tell everybody, you know, the law is the person can be closer even after. So the message is, you know, hey, and there are, you know, they'll take my